back to present ancient Chinese pantomime, just for fun of it, Jello Tonight. Back to present small Chinese type baby waiting for dessert. Chinese mother bling baby, Jello, famous Western delicacy. Poor Chinese baby. He unable to tell if this Jello is strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, lime, apple, black raspberry, black cherry, or grape. Jello come in all 10 flavors. Poor Chinese baby. But Chinese mother bling baby, great Western invention. Spoon. Spoon was invented for eating Jello. Baby fine, this is grape Jello. Deep, dark, delicious new flavor. Chinese baby very happy. So end ancient Chinese pantomime. Is pretty good commercial, no?
Thank you. This program is made possible in part by grants from Radio Shack, a division of Tandy Electronics Limited, Digital Equipment of Canada Limited, Nabu Manufacturing Corporation, and the following companies.
Patterns of light on the video screen. Images bright, flowing an endless stream. Bits of information, logic, black and white.
Hello. Welcome to Bits and Bytes. In this episode, we're going to see how computer simulations and computer games can be used in education. We'll analyze what the elements of a good game are and see how these are really the same elements that go to make a good lesson. We'll also explore the meanings of the word analog and digital, and what that mysterious phrase, booting DOS, means. We'll start by looking at some simulations.
Well, I know what a game is, but what's simulation?
The most familiar example is a flight simulator, a mock-up of a real airplane that trainee pilots practice on before they're let loose on the real thing. It's a model of a real-life situation.
Well, can you put a simulation like that on a microcomputer?
No.
I don't know you. Who is this? Don't come here. I'm hanging up the phone. Prank caller! Prank caller!
Another of Motherchood, one other of Grandchood, yes. One other Papa Dam, one Gandu Salad, one Ulu Chana, one sister with mango chutney all over her.
Right. I didn't order a Gandu salad. I wanted Gandu sauce.
Oh, it comes with it.
Well, you know what? You know what, you little fucking bored-ass faggot? Get the fuck off my phone. Right here, I'll help you.
My name is David Snoswell.
Dave, come on. Just type these names.
You mean by pulling on Hemi's penis and straightening it out?
Yes, see what I mean?
Right there. Not an inappropriate comment at all.
I am not your fucking customer.
Because the
pretty
women, you know, they're always
me
trying
every
to
every which way, up one
and
side and down the other.
No, ma'am.
You know nothing about me, but you have managed to offend me probably a dozen times, and my boss is not in. If he was in,
sure.
I would tell you so. I'm not a liar.
My name's David Snoswell. How are you? I'm calling from the Royal Service.
You dirty bastard!
You filthy sauce! Who the hell are you?
I'm David Snoswell. And hello. This is David Snoswell, the filthy sod, the dirty bastard, and welcome to Baz's International Cultural Exchange. This is the show in which we call the less fortunate areas of the world, spread them good cheer and goodwill. And I've got some co-hosts today. Let me call them in here.
Yo.
Hey, we've got Sloth and Turbo. Turbo's supposed to be joining. How are you doing this morning, Sloth? Well, it's afternoon.
I'm doing all right.
The eastern portion of our country.
It is. I went. I had my dentist appointment, the exam today, so did that.
Yeah, did they put you under?
No, they didn't.
Okay.
Know
that. It's not like that Jerky Boys prank where he wakes up after getting a tooth pulled and found that his zipper undone and he'd been molested by the dentist. You remember that one?
Yes, yeah. I do.
Morning, Turbo. How are you doing?
Good morning. All right.
Yeah, and Turbo's joining us a little, not more than one day after his marathon 9-hour turbo boost, which was amazing.
Oh, glad to hear it.
Yeah, that was a long-ass show.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
Well, my asshole still hurts.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to be doing a long show today. It'll probably be a couple hours, and we'll try to make them count. So
yes.
Today we're going to start off by calling some UK hotels, and we'll do a premise that Sloth and I did once, and Turbo, you and I might have done this too, where we call up as arrogant Americans demanding that they fulfill our every whim because we're superior, and we're also still pissed about 1812.
Well, no, we also, they owe us some sort of reparations for World War II and are bailing their asses out.
Well, they still haven't properly, reimbursed us for the damage to the White House in 1812.
Yeah. Also true.
Yeah. Well, Turbo's tried to levy a tax to people before. 30 quid, was it, or something like that?
What, for the 1812?
Yeah, to, or was that you, Sloth? Somebody was...
I remember levying the eclipse fee the other week, but...
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it was me. It was a fine that each UK resident has to pay to help pay for the damages to the
White House. I've done that. Yeah, I've done that.
I mean, in fairness, a lot of people have levied a lot of charges against a lot of people in the UK for various things.
True. It's hard to keep it all straight.
It is. It is.
The important thing is this usually ends up with the caller being called a wanker or a pillock or having them threaten to send bobbies with whistles and nightsticks after us. So. All right. So, oh, and then also I just want to mention Dashy's made an amazing UK wankers tool that automates getting the BT numbers from the BT directory. It's incredible. So I'll try that in a little bit. But let me post some hotels in here. Oh, and then also, I was just curious. So anybody that is knowledgeable about the languages of India, now, are words like Banchod and Gandu, are those Bengali or Hindi? I'm not sure.
I thought it was Hindi.
Okay.
That was my impression as well.
Okay, we're calling the Lake District, and it seems like there's a lot of Bengal restaurants. I wonder if there's a lot of Bengalis that live there. I have the Royal Bengal Restaurant, Bengal Spice, Spice of Bengal, and Taste of Bengal. So I'm wondering if maybe the Banchod, it's not going to work with them. But we can try. But anyway, we'll start with the Trout Hotel.
Okay,
get ready for the Skype chat to disappear.
Cocker mouth.
Oh, no. All right. Crown St. Cockermouth.
Good evening, the Trout Hotel. Carol speaking.
Yes, hi, Big Carol. This is David Snoswell. I'm calling, I'm an American traveler. I will be arriving in Cumbria in, about 2 days' time, and I'd like to make a booking. I'm going to be traveling with my two business associates.
Right, it depends Ron what Newman day you're looking for.
Let's see. Well, we will be arriving on the 1st of April. And
first
staying
of May?
Through the, yes, the 1st of May. Pardon me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still slightly intoxicated through the 7th of May. I've been... I'm calling from Colorado, where cannabis is legal. So I've been,
is it?
Yeah, I've been blazing it. 420, blaze it, faggot.
Yes, yep. I can do that. Thursday, the 1st of May, departing.
Yes, and fear not, I will be leaving the cannabis at home.
Okay, that's
jolly
good.
It's not legal in your side of the pond yet. We're more progressive and superior here.
Oh, you reckon, are you?
yes. I mean, we're civilized here. But anyway, at any rate, let's proceed with the booking.
Okay, is that for single occupancy or double occupancy?
Single occupancy. There will be three men, one bed. I have my associates on the phone right now. I'll have them introduce themselves. I have Mr. Robert Turbois. Robert, are you available to speak with this fine woman?
Can I just say, it's three rooms you're looking for?
No, one room. We will all share one bed. I also have Mr. Ron Newman. Ron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm not sure where Mr. Robert Turblow went.
Yeah, he's been blazing it too. So
right, I don't have a triple available, I'm afraid.
Oh no, we will share one bed.
Yeah, it's a single occupancy room, but with three men in it.
Yeah, but it's not, the beds aren't the size that you have over there, you know.
Well, what are we talking?
We're talking about a twin bedded room and a single room, really.
Oh, perfect.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, that's exactly what we would like.
I could do that for you. Are you visiting a company here in the area, or are you just on a leisure break?
Well, really, a lot of people in the area. We don't know them yet, but we're going to get to know them.
Mm-hmm. So are you on business? That's what I'm asking.
We're in the business of pleasure. So business
right.
Pleasure.
It's yes. Okay. It's just that we have a lot of corporate guests stay with us. That's all. And they have concessional rates if you were corporate guests.
Oh, so yes. Yes, we're big businesses.
Yes, but are you visiting a company here in the area on business?
Yeah, it's International Business Machines.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. But it's not an actual business that you are visiting here.
No. International Business Machines. IBM?
Yes.
Right, okay.
And also, we will be visiting Glory Hole Consultants of Great Britain.
Right, okay. So I just need to get your bed and breakfast rate per night for you.
Oh, GCOT, perfect. They call it.
Yeah. What do you, I'm too intoxicated. Mr. Newman, what was that acronym again?
GCOB is what they call
GCOB.
It.
Yeah, GCOB. Yes.
No, it's not a company that I know here around us.
It's a royal service. It's actually a part of Her Majesty's government.
Mm-hmm. Right, no problem. Okay, yes. So leaving on we
are actually in the royal service, the American division.
Okay, so
the division
you're
of America.
Okay.
Special American agents.
Mm-hmm. So you're
have heard our associate, Special Time Agent Garcia. He's at work right now.
Yes, and he has stayed at this hotel a number of times, but those times were possibly in the future, so you may not have actually experienced that yet.
Yeah, he's a time.
So
time agent.
Can I just double check the arrival date? That's arriving Thursday the 1st of May and departing on Wednesday morning the 7th of May.
Yes. And we demand the highest quality service at the lowest possible rate.
You will make our beds with sheets of only the highest thread count.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think I have availability, I'm afraid. No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you do, ma'am. You do, because we are Americans, and we have exemptions on our visas granted to us by the Royal Service.
But I don't have the rooms in the hotel.
We'll come in there and commandeer a room if you don't cooperate.
Ma'am, you're required to provide us with a room, even if that requires you to evict a British guest.
No, I don't think so.
Especially if it's a British guest.
It's on our dispensation. We have dispensations.
No, this doesn't sound a legitimate call to myself, I'm afraid.
Well, you'll be receiving the dossier, you know, it'll be coming in the mail.
If you want to send an email to me requesting this, that's fine. And I'll proceed that with the assistant manager.
Do you have a fax machine?
I'm afraid our fax machine is out of operation at the moment.
You just don't have one, right?
We do have one, but it's not operational at the moment.
I think you just can't afford it, and you're lying.
Ma'am, don't lie to us, ma'am.
I'm not lying to you.
I think you
but
are.
But I'm not evicting guests that are already pre-booked and confirmed.
Before we can stay there, you're going to have to email us a picture of your fax machine to prove that you guys aren't, you know... Like really
well, if you want to fax me, that's fine, but it's not operational, I'm afraid.
We've had
but you
problems.
Can certainly email me.
Ma'am, shut up for a minute.
But I won't be spoken to
like
that.
We've had problems with saucy women in the UK before, such as yourself.
I don't have the accommodation, I'm certainly not going to evict people that have confirmed this.
Shame
so
on
you. So if you would like
saucy,
to email me on the
woman.
Email that's on our website, that's fine by myself, and
you're
I'll take it to the manager.
Bad,
well, can we kiss
bad
you?
Woman.
Okay, I think I got it.
Okay. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Just
she wasn't
kissing
very
and
pleased with us.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk to her?
Like
you didn't get a chance to talk to her.
Yeah, yeah. I can give it a shot.
We'll call her back.
Good evening, the Trout Hotel, Carol speaking.
Hello, this is Robert Turbois. You just spoke to my business associates. They wanted me to give you a call. They said you were very rude and anti-American toward them.
I'm not anti-American, but I cannot evict people. He's telling me I must evict people who have made bookings with myself to get you in the hotel.
Yes, we have papers. We have papers. You must
That's
do this.
That's what I'm saying. I can't do that. I would have to speak to my assistant manager or managing director.
Okay, so,
and that's why I'm asking.
Can we put you on record as saying you are going to violate international law? We have
I'm
papers.
Not violating anything.
Treaties.
Yes.
I don't have anything in writing. I need this in writing, and I requested an email from you.
Are you familiar with history, the War of 1812? This was stipulated in the treaty ending the War of 1812. We have
Is
papers.
Is it really? Would you like to speak to the assistant manager?
Yes.
Absolutely.
One moment.
Post haste.
I hope it's a man, not a woman.
I think he should be made aware of his employees' anti-Semitic leanings.
Mm-hmm.
And tirades, to be honest.
I mean, I'm shaking. I'm so livid.
She called us filthy Jews.
Ugh.
I'm literally shaking right now.
Intolerance.
This is an outrage. My kids are home. It's spring break, so I can't yell too loud. Damn it. They're teenagers.
Damn it. Fuck.
And they're sleeping because teenagers sleep a lot.
I had no idea. And I was a
I'm
teenager.
I'm thinking you should call back.
Years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Thinking we'll she's trying to give us the runaround here.
Oh.
Well, how about we move on to the next one, and then we can come back. We'll give her
a minute
or two to cool off. Here's the, how do you pronounce it? Armathwaite Hall County House Hotel and Spa. So they might have some nice, that might have a nice spa, a nice salon.
Yeah, yeah. Glory holes.
We can get our assholes waxed.
And bleached.
Mm. Yeah. My mixer cut out for a minute?
I don't believe so.
Because I just got a message saying that I'm now live on Mixler. System notification, but nobody's
saying anything. You'll pop shit up even if your bandwidth just drops a little bit.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, well, let's call back the Trout Hotel.
Trout Hotel.
I like their name. It's
good evening, the Trout Hotel. Carol speaking.
Yes, you were going to put the manager on the phone.
Oh, yes, I put him through. He's just here for you. One moment.
Thank you.
Thank God.
Good evening. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. This is David Snoswell. We seem to be having a spot of trouble with your associate.
Right. It's James Briggs. I'm the assistant manager at the hotel. What was the name again? It's Mr.
Snoswell.
Right. How do you spell that, sir?
S-N-O-S-W-E-L-L, Snoswell. I'm from Colorado.
Right. Okay, Mr. Snoswell. What seems to be the problem?
Well, we were trying to make a reservation. Because, we are calling from America, and
of course,
have special exemptions on our passports that guarantee us rooms and bookings whenever we need them, wherever we like. And she said that she cannot evict any British guests, but we demand it. And I'm going to put my associate, Mr. Robert Turbois, on the line. And I also have Mr. Ron Newman, and they have some grievances they would like to raise with you. Gentlemen, which one of you would like to go first?
Well, I personally was offended by your employee's demeanor as well when I was on the phone with her. Mm. Yeah, some of the things that she had said to us were not particularly becoming of a customer service representative.
Right, and have you got anything specific that you can tell me?
Well, she had called me, you know, the K word. It's an anti-Semitic term. I don't want to say it. It's, you know,
the K word. What is the K word?
Well, it refers to, you know, person of Semitic origin. And she said, you know, Mr. Snoswell, she said that he was a dirty, dirty kike, that word.
I don't think she would have said that to
I'm literally shaking right now.
He did.
Are you?
Yes.
And we were livid, and we got cross with her because of it, and we called her a cunt.
Really?
We apologize for that. I mean, we're Americans. We should maintain our composure.
But we both have low blood sugar, you see, owing to our sedentary lifestyle and high calorie diet.
The cannabis we've been consuming.
Can I just break in, Mr. Snoswell? Could you just provide your telephone number for me, and I'll call you back?
That is confidential.
It's confidential, is it?
Yes, we're Americans.
Do you have an email address?
Never you mind. I'll let Mr. Turbois provide that. Are you there, Mr. Turbois? He has a special email address.
Does he? Right, okay.
Okay, well, it's... I forget. It's No Daddy No. It's NODADDYNO.
Right. Okay, well done.
At pillock.com.
Well done, well done. Okay, yes. You have a good weekend, gentlemen, all right?
Sir, you sound like a sexy man.
Do I really? Thank you.
Yes, would you like to join us for a good bum rogering and a nice round of soggy biscuit?
We could take him cottaging with us.
Yes.
Dear me, you guys should be on TV.
Oh, we are, right. Sir, we are.
I'm sure you are.
This is actually, he's Pauly Shore. Would you believe that?
Really?
Yes, yeah, he right. is.
Excellent. Yes. Right, I'm going to call it a day now. So you guys have a good weekend, all right? And nice talking to you.
Fuck you. Fuck
Thank
you, motherfucker. Hey, fuck
you.
Thank
you.
I love you. Oh, that was fun.
Yes, I like when they kind of get a kick out of it.
Yeah. It makes me feel better sometimes about some of the fucked up shit we do.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-oh, we lost Turbo again. He seems to be having some issues. Okay, hold on. He says, no, capital N-O, gotta fix shit again. The plug on my mic is fucked, apparently. So he
what
has
kind
that,
of mic does he have?
He has that, that package deal that Tabachi recommended. Uh-huh.
I wonder.
So you said that
which one
sometimes
is
they come DOA. I think you were telling me that.
Yeah, but he could probably just cut it and get a different plug.
Well, let's say USB. I think it's a USB.
Yeah, input. It could still be done. Yeah. I mean, I think USB pinouts, 5 pins. It's actually pretty easy to deal with.
Oh, okay.
But still.
Yeah, but he's been having some issues with that for the last week or so, I believe.
I actually think I need a new XLR cable for my mic. Like every time it gets even slightly tapped, like it gives off this pop,
the
connection's not proper. Yeah. It was like $6, you know, so.
Well, you get what you pay for.
You know what I mean? And I've had it for like what, you know, 7-8 months, something like that. I don't know.
It's probably a pretty good lifespan for a $6 mic.
Yeah, that gets, you know, moved around and wiggled and pushed around and unplugged.
Yeah. Well, I've been using this $20 Plantronics headset for like the last 3 years, and I'm amazed it's still going. Usually I go through these, you know, about at least one a year.
Yeah, the Plantronics I bought before I got the mixer and stuff is still good. I keep that around as kind of like a backup.
Yeah. You know, I do definitely want to get a higher quality mic, but for now, you know, since I use my laptop and I move around a lot, you know, this is just a little more convenient for me. But hopefully this summer I'm going to make a more permanent, studio type setup.
Nice.
Yeah, we're just reorganizing the house right now. It's kind of a long process.
You strike me as the type to have like a den or a study.
I wish I did. Our house isn't big enough to have a den or a study. So I'm actually broadcasting from our bedroom. So
nice. When,
you know, and for the evening shows, I have to move downstairs. Because keep my wife up. She has to work early, so she's usually asleep pretty early.
She doesn't want you screaming foreign cuss words.
No.
Middle of the evening.
Yeah. She just doesn't like prank calls in general. Anyway, moving along, I have the Skidda Hotel. Skiddaw. That sounds kind of interesting. And then, actually, we have some banchoed restaurants.
Delicious.
You want to start this one off?
Is this a hotel?
Yeah, Skidda.
Gotcha.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Mr. Newman. Is this the Skiddaw in Cumbria?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to be booking a room there, all right, for my journeys to the United Kingdom.
Okay.
Okay, that's upcoming May, in the month of May.
Okay.
Are you still here? Okay.
Hello, yes?
Yes, you have to ask me the date now. Say, hello? What date would you like it, sir?
Ma'am, you can hear us. Don't pretend you can't.
Yes, you have to ask us what date you would like to book the room. Come on.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Ask us what date we want.
Can you hear us, ma'am?
Yes, I can.
So what is the issue, then?
Do you not understand?
Hello, sorry, I'm hearing two voices, and I'm not sure if you're talking to me or the gentleman.
We're both talking to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, so when is it in May? Do you want to come?
You have two attentive American men paying attention to you.
She came through in the end. All right, miss, listen.
Thank you, ma'am.
We're going to come for a cottaging tour of the United Kingdom on the 7th of May, 2014.
Very excited about this.
Okay.
And we will be staying for 1 week's time. We will be leaving on the 14th, all right? Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, and when we are there, we are going to request certain accommodations, as we are Americans and we are used to a lifestyle that is a bit more affluent than your own.
And sophisticated, too, as well.
Yes. We have a very refined palate, so if you guys provide any complimentary meals or coffees, we will have to see if they meet our requirements upon our check into the hotel, and if they do not, you'll have to rectify that.
Okay.
Our standards are exacting, ma'am. Exacting standards.
Okay. I need to know what type of room you need and how many people there's going to be. I can't just give you something if you're not telling me how many people there's in total.
Well, it's a single occupancy room with one bed for two men.
Okay, I don't have anything. I've only got 6 nights. I've only got from the 7th of May, and you would need to depart by the 13th of May. The only one I've got available is our cottage suite, which is out the back of the hotel. It has a double and a twin bedroom, and the bathroom's upstairs. And downstairs, we've got a kitchen and living room.
That'll all be the perfect, meals
can
be,
all the meals can be taken in the hotel. But I couldn't do it for the 7 nights. I could just do it.
Ma'am, are you from, just out of curiosity, are you from Eastern Europe, might I ask?
Not at all.
Oh, where are you from?
That's not something I should say. Or does it matter where I'm from?
No, just curious.
You have an interesting accent, is all we were kind of just.
I like it.
The cottage suite will be perfect because we are going on a cottaging tour, you see.
Okay, I've only got it available for 6 nights.
6 wonderful nights. Mm, yeah, it sounds perfect. No. Just so you can book us for that, but we still have questions and concerns.
Okay, go on.
Well, Mr. Snoswell, do you have anything?
Yes, we need to ensure that there is a glory hole in the restroom, the water closet.
Sorry, say that again. I didn't hear you then.
Yes, we will be requiring a state-of-the-art glory hole in our water closet. That is an absolute necessity. You know, so that the our gentlemen, the guests that we will be bringing into the room, will be able to be fully serviced in a state-of-the-art glory hole.
Okay, 1 second, please.
Oh, hurry up.
They hate when you command them to ask you something. They always kind of like hush up and get weird.
Yeah. I don't know who she's patching us through to. This must be the glory hole concierge. Okay, I'm going to give her like 3 more rings, and then we'll hang up and call back. And then we'll be angry that she transferred us. Okay, I'm going to... Okay, we'll call her back. Ah, here comes Turbo.
Yeah, I had to plug in my headset. Apparently I need a new fucking cable for my mic, so...
Ah, damn it.
Shit, damn it.
Well, we're calling this the Skidda Hotel back. I inquired about the glory hole accommodations, and the rude woman put us on... She transferred us, and nobody ever picked up.
Hmm.
So we're quite irritated by that.
Okay. Yeah, I went boop. Boop, boop, boop.
Bad boop.
Good evening, Skidda Hotel. Yes, please speaking. How can I help?
Yes, ma'am. We were just inquiring about accommodations, and whoever we were speaking with put us on hold, and the phone machine went... Boop, boop.
Oh, okay. Boop, 1 second.
Boop, boop, boop. Boop. Just like that.
It does.
Yeah. Hi, good evening. Can I help at all, sir?
Oh, finally, at last. What took so long? We actually had to hang up and call back. This is unacceptable. Yes, this is unacceptable. I'm outraged. I'm Robert. I'm David Snoswell. I'm on the line with Ron Newman and Robert Turbois. We're very important Americans. We are visiting the United Kingdom on a cottaging tour. We are trying to book a room in your establishment.
The cottage
all
suite.
All I did was ask about the glory hole accommodations, and that rude woman put us on hold.
Can you tell me again?
Boop, boop, boop,
right.
Boop.
So can you tell me again which
boop,
accommodation
boop.
You were asking for?
Boop, boop.
The cottage suite?
Yes.
Yes?
For 6 days.
And what... So you just said there was something in particular, something to do with the hole?
Yes, the glory hole. We require state-of-the-art
glory
hole.
Yeah, we don't have any of those here. I think it's the wrong sort of hotel that you're after. If you find the Keswick Tourism Information, I'm sure...
Sir,
able to
in the United States, you don't speak over someone when they're trying to talk to you.
Okay. Well, we'll
go on, Mr. Snoswell. Go on, Mr. Snoswell.
Sorry about
that. Chastise this man for being rude.
Okay, good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Robert.
He didn't like that, I don't think.
No, he did not like that one bit. Okay, we'll move along here. I'm just curious. I'm going to paste in. We do have one hotel left, but I think we'll save that for a while. I'm going to paste in a couple of these Bengali restaurants.
So you're just going to try to come at them with the banjo?
Yeah. You know, if that doesn't work, you can always just be rude and just tell them to have their sister come front.
you know.
I'll bet they know the Hindi cuss words.
I'll bet they do. Okay, here we go. There's the Royal Bengal Indian Restaurant.
Maybe they could teach us some Bengali cuss words.
Invalid number. What's wrong with that number?
Hmm.
Okay. Seems to have one extra digit. Oh well. We'll move on to the Bengal spice. Could ask them about ordering some spaces of spice.
Hala hala, he says. New new.
Yeah. Hala hala?
Hala hala.
Hold on, I'm doing a cutting and pasting operation here. Yes, is this the Indian restaurant? Hello? Hello? It's trickling back. They did answer, right? I heard somebody say hello.
Yeah.
So they've got a really bad connection there. Let's call again. I'm wondering if they're just extremely busy there or something.
What time is it?
Hello, first.
Yes, is this the Indian food?
Yes, please.
Yes, what took so long? I called and it rang and rang and rang and rang and nobody answered.
Yeah, because
answered.
We are busy, sir. In the other number is we are, it speaks to customer in the other line.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd like to make an order for to collect. I will collect it into
yes,
my hand.
Sir, no problem, sir. What do you like, sir?
I would like to collect it into my hand, and yes. I would like chicken tikka masala.
Yes, sir.
I would like that Indian spicy.
The masala is medium mild, sir.
How would you eat it? How do Indians eat it? Do they eat it very spicy?
Spicy is Madras Vindaloo is Indian
yes,
Indian spicy.
Because I would like to become an Indian if possible.
No problem, sir. What do you like? Can you select it?
How can I become an Indian?
Sorry?
I would like to become an Indian.
Come from Indian.
Yeah, I would like to become one. I would like to turn into an Indian man.
Actually, what do you like? We are busy, so busy. We can't expel all of them.
Okay, chicken tikka masala. You got that.
Yeah.
One order of the filthy papadoms.
How many papadoms?
Five spaces of papadoms.
Spicy papadom.
Five spaces.
Five spaces of papadom, yeah.
Yeah, five spaces, pop it on. Thank you.
No problem.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And then one order of banchod.
Sorry?
One order of banchod.
What's a banchod?
You tell me. I thought banchod with gandu sauce.
No banchod here. You got our menu, sir?
How about one order of matar chod?
Huh?
One order of matar chod.
Matar chod?
Yes, matar chod.
What matar chod?
Sir, I would like... Do you have sister? One order of sister?
Yeah?
Yeah, you bring your sister? You have a sister?
Fuck you.
You fuck you, you
fuck
dirty...
Fuck you, bloody hell. Who's
you
the...
dirty...
Who's the bloody... Come in here.
Dirty devil. Okay, I'm coming
hey,
there.
Fuck you, bloody hell.
I'm coming in right now. What's going to happen? Okay. Oh, he's... Hello. Fuck you. You dirty devil food.
I fuck your mother. I fuck your mother fucking bloody.
My mother is dead. He keeps picking up. Hello.
You fuck your own father.
Hey. Don't hang up. Hello.
Betty Chode.
You dirty
dick.
Tor maro sudi tor boiler sudi halarala tor boiler sudi han tor foi kai tor maro sudi e mad gi food. Is it the business telephone tor maro sudi magir magi?
Hala hala. He said it.
He did. I heard the hala hala.
Hala hala.
Nunu, did you hear that? that was great. Let's see if he picks up again.
Hearing the echo, so I think he's actually gone this time.
Okay, should we call him back?
Oh, definitely.
One of you fine gentlemen, talk to him.
Hello?
Hello, sir. I'd like to place an order, please.
What's the order?
Well, you guys don't do delivery, do you?
I don't do delivery now.
Okay. Yeah, I can come pick it up. That's fine. Do you guys have, like, lamb curry at all? Do you guys do lamb curry?
I think he hung up.
He might have. Hey, Spaces.
Now you're getting the UK echo. Okay, well,
rude man.
One last time.
Should we just cuss at him, you think, from the get-go?
It's busy.
Maybe you were just a little too fast. Okay, give it one more try, and you can come back to it if it's still busy.
Well, here, I'll just remove it, because it was giving me some problems there. I'll just re-add it. He's busy.
Yeah.
He's probably calling the constable. I don't think we've called very few Indian restaurants in the rural parts of the UK where they have not called the police on us.
It's going to suck if anybody who happens to be American actually does eat or call into that place today.
They might end up getting tossed in the tandoori oven. Okay, here's Spice of Bengal.
Isn't that the one that didn't work?
No, that was the first one. Oh.
Okay, Miss Spice of Bengal?
Yes, hello. This is the stupid Indian food?
Yes, we do Indian food, sir.
Okay, awesome. I'm here with my traveling companions. We're from America, and they would like to place an order. I'm going to put the phone over to one of them, and whoever feels like talking will talk.
Yeah, okay? I'll place the order, sweetie.
Awesome.
Hey,
thanks,
heard you say this is the damn Indian food, right?
Yes, we sell Indian food, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, do you have chicken tikka masala?
Yes, we do.
Okay, well, I would like that, first
one
and foremost.
One chicken tikka masala?
Yes, yes, and I would like it to be very spicy. Okay.
You want the chicken tikka masala spicy?
Yes, I would like it to burn my bowels in the morning, as is customary.
I'm sorry?
Never mind. That's never you mind. It's fine. Do you have papadoms as well? My associates love papadoms.
Sorry, I can't understand what you're saying.
Do you have papadoms?
Yeah, we have papadoms here.
Okay, well, my associates love papadoms, and we would like four spaces of papadoms.
Four spice papadoms, yeah?
Yes, four spaces of spices.
Four spicy papadoms, yeah?
Yeah, four spaces of spicy papadoms. Say that.
Yeah, anything else?
No, just repeat after me. I want to make sure you understand. Say four spaces of spicy papadoms.
Sorry, you're not making any sense what you're saying.
Okay, well, you know, never mind. Never you mind. We'll go back to that then later if there's a chance, okay? Hey. Oh, he hung up, motherfucker.
Yeah, he got confused.
I really wanted him to say that, though.
Spaces of spice.
Call him back.
Yeah.
I really wanted him to say that. And I wanted you to say that earlier, one guy. When you were like, spaces, he was like, spices?
You mean spice of Bengal?
Yeah, why'd you hang up on me?
Sorry?
Yeah, you hung up on me.
Yeah, because you said bye.
Well, no, I did not. You're not listening. You need to take the doo-doo out your ears.
I'm sorry. Can you call back from a bad number, yeah? You're calling from a without number, yeah?
No, it's
what
your phone.
What am I calling from?
You have bad phone. They have a bad phone.
I don't think he said... I think he was saying we called from a weird number.
Yeah, it's probably the Skype.
Oh no, they have a tracer machine.
Exchange number. Yeah, well, we haven't got him angry enough to activate it yet.
No, because he definitely heard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The quality on his end is much worse than the other ones.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's try one more time. Where did it go? Okay, here it is.
Spice of Bengal?
Yes, hello, Spice of Bengal, Indian food?
Yes.
Yes, we were trying to get some food ordered, but we seem to be having some difficulties with you.
Yeah, because your friend's been very rude.
Oh, no, he isn't. He's an American.
I know he's American. I can understand American accent. He's saying weird words, you know, so...
Sir, I was listening on speakerphone, and he was not rude at all. You, on the other hand, were very rude, so I think you need to apologize to my associate.
Don't waste my time, yeah?
Yes. Well, we were trying to order the Hala Hala, but you hung up.
So, can you come here and order, please, yeah?
Why?
Yeah, just come here and order, please, so we can understand, yeah?
I'm going to come there, and I'm going to take a shit on your tandoori oven. I'm going to come, and I'm going to take a shit on the table.
And then we're going to make a chode on your pan.
Yeah.
Wait. Test. Oh, yeah, he's gone.
It was echoing, yeah. I just clicked it. Well, what do you think? That was three times. One more time? I mean, he's not angry yet. And what are they going to do? I mean, Turbo actually told a British police officer he's going to expose himself to him on my show.
I thought he was a fraud.
Yes, what happened? We got disconnected
one
more time.
What's the matter with you, like? What are you doing this shit for?
We're hungry. We want
food. Yeah, come here and order then, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to come in front of you. Hello? Okay. That's about all we're going to get out of him, I think.
Yeah,
probably.
Stonewalling now.
Okay, I've got one more Indian restaurant, then we'll move on and do something else. I do want to try calling Paris again. I want to try to check in with the gay Frenchman. but we'll call Taste of Bengal first.
Does he work on Fridays?
You know what, I'm not sure. It might have been a...
Tasty Bengal, can I help? Hello, yes.
Oh, hi, is this the Tasty Bengal food?
Yes.
Oh, is your food tasty?
You have to try it.
Oh, okay, I would definitely like to try it. Is it dirty food or clean food?
Sorry?
Is it clean food, clean restaurant?
What do you mean, clean restaurant?
Yeah, I mean, are there a lot of germs? Do you have a lot of vermin and pests running about your kitchen?
Look, we don't have time to mess about, okay?
No, I want to place order. I want to make order.
Yeah, but you don't ask for that sort of thing.
Well, I have to be sure because I'm
Look, listen.
I have a problem with that. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Listen, I'm very busy. I don't have time to mess about. Okay,
well, no more messing about, please. All right. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I would like to make an order to collect.
Like to order to collect?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Please, sir.
Okay.
Please, I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry.
Okay.
I'd like one order of chicken tikka masala.
Chicken tikka masala?
Yes, five spaces of papadoms. Five spaces of papadoms.
Five piece, yes.
Spaces, not piece, space. Spaces.
Look, I don't want your business. I'm very busy. I told you I don't have time to...
You dirty devil dog. You gandu.
Yeah, call back and let me apologize and try to do the order.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, obviously Mr. Snoswell just had low blood sugar because of the diabetes.
Well, no, but they get way more angry when they were already kind of pissed but just hung up, and then you trick them again, and they're like, fuck, why did I do that?
Test of Bengal, can I help?
Yeah, this is Mr. Newman. I'd like to place an order, but first I'd like to apologize for my associate. He had called in earlier, and I guess he was being a little bit rude with you.
Like I said, it's a very busy restaurant. I'm very busy. I don't have
no,
time
I
to
understand. I'd like to place the order. I apologize. He has low blood sugar. He's a little bit on edge.
Look, I don't want to serve you. I'm sorry.
You're not going to serve us?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, will your sister serve us if we fuck her?
Your mom might deserve you. Go and ask your mom.
Was it because you're a modern show that you say that? Oh, he hung up. Motherfucker, call him back one more time.
Okay.
He's getting there.
One more should do it. We're experts at this.
Test of Bengal, can I help?
Yes, sir. Please, don't hang up. We apologize. This is...
Call him back.
Okay. Turbo, you try.
Okay.
Test of Bengal?
Hi, my associates were attempting to make an order for collection. They said order. You were very rude to them. Because they have low blood sugar.
Sorry, me.
Are you aware of the Anti-Discrimination Act of 1972? You cannot discriminate on someone based on a medical condition. In this case, type 2 diabetes. So I'm going to put them back on the telephone, and you are going to apologize, and then we will move on past this unpleasantness.
Oh my God,
motherfucker!
Anti-diabetic hate speech.
You know, these are all in Cumbria. I'm going to have to make a note that the Cumbrian Indians are not as fiery as other places, like Barrow-in-Furness. That's a town on the west coast. They were just off over the top angry there. Cumbria, we had that one guy that cursed me out. And I am going to save that. I'm going to isolate that rant. And... I'm going to make my own soundboard, I think, of some of this stuff.
There's been a lot of really good stuff that would be proper candidates for soundboard bites.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's funny, Hala Hala obviously is a angry curse in Hindi, but Filipinos have a dessert dish called Halo Halo. It's pretty good. It's like shaved ice with... Jello and it's got mung beans and some vegetables and cream and it's basically served in a glass and then you eat it with a spoon. It's really good.
The veggies sound kind of odd in the whole
thing.
It does,
but it actually
tastes
pretty good.
What kind of veggies?
Well, it's got like mung beans and corn. Coconut milk, and there's another dish that's really good. It's called ginatan. It's bananas and corn and sticky rice and coconut milk. It's very good.
It does sound pretty good, actually.
Yeah, that combination's a little less odd.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever had at Thai restaurants the black sticky rice dessert.
Oh, yes, yes.
It kind of tastes like that, only it has... corn and bananas in it.
Hmm.
So, very good. All right, well, I'm out of numbers now, so I think I'm going to hit up Dashy's tool.
Yeah, fire up the wanker finder.
It's awesome. It's got, you can click for the name, you can click the R button, and it'll just pull up random names. So let's go with okay. I think, you know, Dashy, we're just testing this out for Dashy. This is like a beta version, I think. It looks like there's not an unlimited number of names, but let's go with Wright, Wright.
in Lower Clapton and hit the search button. And this is awesome. It comes up already pre-formatted.
Yeah, it's just copy and paste.
Oh, you can't.
Very nice.
Can you copy them? You can't copy them all, though.
If you wanted to, you could do the click to call plugin from Skype and then just click them in there.
Yeah, I do have the click to call plugin, but it doesn't seem to be. It's okay, we'll just do this one at a time. Like you said, Dash, you said this is something that he just whips up in like an hour or two.
Yeah.
He said he did it just.
Yeah.
On a whim yesterday.
Yeah. Okay, this is B, right? One of you guys want to take it if they answer, and I'll paste the next one in.
I think it's Turbo's turn. It's been
sure.
Hello.
Hello, is this the Wright residence?
Mrs. Wright speaking. Miss Wright.
Miss Wright, not Mrs.
No, what is it you want?
Well, in that case, I would like to offer you my hand in marriage.
Oh, well, I'm
an American, so you could get citizenship here. And unlike your country, we're not poor. We live
can
in a fortunate
land. Can I say goodbye to you? Goodbye.
No, I'm going to say, what does your cunt smell like?
Goodbye.
What does your cunt smell like?
Okay. Let's talk to her again. I'll apologize.
See if she'll marry you after the apology.
I like that idea.
I'm the professional matchmaker.
But you actually want to immigrate there. Because you lost your job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, could go either way.
Okay, she's not going to answer. Okay, here's P. Wright. Wait a minute, there's two numbers there on that one. What's going on with that? I wonder if his aggregator accidentally combined two.
Well, they're going to have the same surname either way, so.
I think, interesting.
That might just be how it presents a name that has two numbers listed on it.
No, it seems to have been some kind of little glitch in it. Because the second one is, the P write is actually duplicated down below as a single entry. Anyway, we'll start with P write.
Well, wait, one of them's DW White, and the other one's P write.
Okay.
So
here's DW. Yep. Okay, this is DW.
Maybe it was the multiple initials that fucked it up.
Yeah. At any rate, here's P, right? And then, while that's ringing, I'll try different. Let's try Low Risby. Oh, there's a lot of rights in Low Risby, wherever Low Risby is.
Hello, your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
Hello, we're calling for Mr. or Mrs. P. Wright. We're calling from America, goddammit, with International Business Machines. and we are going to be levying a $500 fee against your internet service account, because it appears that you've been saying nasty words on the internet, such as fuck and shit and cunt
and piss
and nigger and fuck you, motherfucker.
There were three instances of the word piss being used inappropriately, which is very offensive in America.
And in different tenses as well.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to just watch for that fine. It'll be coming in the mail. Bye. Okay.
That's the second time I've said the N-word on your show.
Oh, did you?
I'm going to get you shut down, motherfucker. But the FCC is going to drop the hammer on you.
Yeah. Okay, here's A right. Uh-oh, I'm getting a PM.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Mr. Wright.
Yes, speaking.
Hi, this is David Snoswell. I'm an American traveler. How are you today, this evening, my good sir?
Yeah, and?
Yeah, I'm be arriving there in Southorp within the hour, and I'm just calling to make sure that you'll have the bed ready and a hot supper prepared for me, as per your invitation from yesterday. I'm arriving in Scunthorpe.
Sorry, can you say your name again?
Yeah, David Snoswell. You invited me over to stay with you for a few days, and my train arrives in about 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah, where's your train? Where are you collecting your train from?
From London.
Hmm.
I arrived at Heathrow earlier today. And,
I have to think that you've got the wrong number.
No, this is A. Wright on 20 Bedford Way.
Yes.
Yeah, we were speaking on 4chan yesterday, and you invited me over to stay with you.
No, mate.
Yeah, we had the pleasant chat. You told me that you have you had always wanted to be rogered by an American man.
Oh, man, I don't know what that says, but it's quite amusing.
Yeah, because you said you fancied a bum.
Oh, right.
And I'm traveling actually with my three American companions, Ron Newman and Robert Turbois, and the three of us will be arriving.
That's two of us. You said three companions.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a little intoxicated.
We've all been smoking marijuanas, you see. We're in Colorado.
Yeah, we're from Colorado.
Now, sir, you're going to need to clean your wheelie bin before we arrive. That is something we will not tolerate. It must be spotless. Spick and span.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your policy regarding animals, sir, in your home?
Only chickens.
Oh, perfect.
Only chickens? That's perfect. That is ideal.
Perfect. Unfortunately, I don't have Peck handy right now. I'm sorry. My chicken is in the suitcase still.
He was misbehaving, so we fucking put that little bastard in there to teach him a lesson.
Yeah, he was pecking at an old lady's nipples on the train. Hello?
Well, that was the deal breaker.
Call him back.
So wait, did I get you in trouble, Baz?
No, why? Why would...
You said, uh-oh, I'm getting a PM. I thought I got you in trouble.
Oh, no, it was... Well, I haven't read it yet. It's Snow Crash.
Oh.
He's just passing on some informations. Let's see. I don't think this is ringing, is it?
No.
Try it one more time.
There it goes.
Okay, Sloth. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, sir. We seem to have been somehow disconnected. I apologize. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, we were disconnected.
Hello?
What seems to be the problem? Oh, you can hear me. Don't give me this shite.
Hello?
You wanker. You can hear me. This is so stupid. You guys do this all the time. Okay. I'm going to hang up on you.
Your American accent seems a little bit shit.
Oh, yeah? Well, I've been working on it. I'm sorry. I'm doing my best.
What about me? Do I sound American?
You sound like a fuckwit.
A fuckwit? That's good.
Never been called that before. One more time. Yeah. One more time. Let me get our money's worth out of Dashie's tool. Sir? Okay. Hello? No, he's not going to play. Alright, I'm going to try a few more of these. And I need to maybe take a quick break. Because I need to make the urines in the toilet.
Just piss where you're at.
Well, yeah. So Mrs. Baz gets a little irritated when she has to clean up my urines. Then I get no peck-peck, and then I have to eat pag-pag for dinner.
And you should look at...
I don't like pag-pag. What?
You should look at Skype chat. You should paste those. I would like to see them either way.
Oh, yeah. It's actually... Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Wright? This is David. Oh, I'm David Snoswell. How are you, ma'am? I'm an American traveler, and I'm in Scunthorpe, and I'm afraid I was drinking at the pub last night, and I woke up and I was in your yard, and I just wanted to tell you that I think that I might have gone to the bathroom in your flowers, and I apologize.
Excuse me, but I think you've got the wrong place.
No, this is, let me look at the address. 111 Sutton. Yeah, I think I might have urinated in your flowers. I apologize, ma'am. I left $5 in the wheelie bin, though, for your troubles. Ma'am?
You've got the wrong person.
No, this is Mrs. Wright. Hello?
Hello.
I mean, I'm not in your yard anymore. I'm actually down
at
the pub again.
I haven't got a yard.
Oh, well, your porch?
I haven't got a porch.
What do you have?
Okay.
Interesting.
Oh, hold on.
Doesn't look like an apartment address. I don't know.
Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry, Mrs. Wright. This seems to be a bit of a misunderstanding.
A big misunderstanding, I think.
Yeah, maybe it was your neighbor. Does your neighbor have a yard?
No.
I'm lost. I'm kind of wandering around Scunthorpe, and I need some assistance.
Where did you get my address from?
Oh, I got it from the wanker machine.
From the what?
From the wanker machine. It's from the UK Wankers tool. Ma'am.
I'm sorry, but I don't know you, and I don't want anything to do with you. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm a nice man, though. I'm an American.
She doesn't like you, I don't think.
Yeah. I'm getting a whole bunch of PMs here from various people. So, thanks for everybody that submitted numbers to me, but... on my show, this is the International Cultural Exchange, so I try to stick with international, non-U.S. numbers.
Yeah, so Baz, I mean, Polaris was talking about Hawaii earlier, but that's still U.S.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I have to stay true to my theme here. And, you know, maybe one of these days I'll do a special show where we just concentrate on the U.S. only.
That would be bizarre.
Well, you know, we are part of the international community. But I enjoy calling the U.K. and their slot. I just posted that in Skype chat. I haven't had time to read that thoroughly.
Oh, it's probably benign. But yeah. Thank you. I was curious about that.
Yeah, yeah. So let me dial one more. How about I'll do a couple more, and each one of you guys can take a crack at it?
All right.
Okay. You seem to be working out pretty well, Dashy. My only mm-hmm. suggestion would be that there could be a way that you could copy all of the numbers. It seems like I have to copy them one at a time. Have you tried this yet, Turbo?
I mean, I haven't tried copying and pasting. I've just looked at it. It looked pretty cool, so... Yeah.
I haven't tried the UK, but I've used the Yelp one a lot.
Yeah, the Yelp one's great. Oh, this one has no name.
Hello?
This is Wright Residence.
Yes.
Yes, hello, my name's David Snoswell. I'm going to put you on the line with my associate, Mr. Robert Turbois. He has an inquiry for you. Robert?
Yes, this is Mr. Turbois. Am I speaking to the right residence? Or is it the wrong residence? Ha ha ha. Little American humor there. Anyway, I'm calling from the Royal Services Call Center in Chicago. And, she didn't like my joke.
Yeah, well, maybe Mr. Newman can smooth things over.
I was going to try and bill her for the sunrise.
Terry, you'd bill somebody for... You could come up with a way to bill anybody for anything.
Oh, you're right.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am, Mrs. Wright?
Are you this the person is that's wrong?
No, this is Mr. Newman. I believe you just spoke with my associate, Robert Turbois, and there was
I don't know
issue.
What you're ringing for. Will you get off the line, please?
Well, no, it's actually a very important matter. This is Mrs. Wright, is it not?
It might be, yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, that's an important detail. See, the thing is, I'm looking at a contract here, and you've already signed and made a deal with us, okay?
I haven't.
Well,
no,
I'm afraid you have. So we have people on standby.
I'll put you on to my husband. Thank you.
Okay, you hurry up. I put a man on the phone. I don't know what we're... Ah, she hung up. Bitch!
Fuck. Liar.
I think I might have killed it with the man on the phone. I'm sorry.
Let me try to smooth things over.
You're right about the copying, Baz. I'm getting that,
too. Welcome to BT Answer 1571. The person you're calling is on...
I'm sure it's something Dashy could easily modify.
Yeah, it's just like everything's coming up in its own field, so...
Yeah.
Still, it's still a massive improvement on the BT phone book, so...
It's great, because I don't have to sit there and copy each one into Word and
reformat it, and blah, 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 yeah.
This is a huge time saver. Okay. Which one did we just call? Was that Jay? Yeah, that was
D.
Oh.
Or wait, no, I'm too high. No, it was D, right? It was.
So we have J, right? Then the one after that's got an interesting... I haven't pasted it yet, but it's got an interesting address. I'll paste that now. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it said it was connected. Okay, I'll try that one more time. That was Jay, right? Might have just been a Skype glitch.
That next address, you're right.
So what exactly is a paddock?
Hello?
Oh, hello, is this Mr. Wright?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me, sir? This is David Snoswell calling.
Who?
David Snoswell. I'm calling from the Royal. I'm calling from the Royal Service, and I have the pleasure of sir. Don't hang up.
Hello.
Oh yes, hello, Mrs. Wright.
Hi.
Yeah, this is David Snoswell calling from the Royal Service. I don't know why he won't speak to me. I have some pleasant news for him.
From where?
From the Royal Service. I just was calling to congratulate him for his winning the Improvement of Valor Award for 2014. Congratulations.
Improvement of Valor Award?
Yeah,
What's that?
The Improvement of Valor Award for being a valorous resident of Scunthorpe. Making the right choices and the right decisions, generally being a pleasant bloke at all times. He's going to get a prize, though.
Yeah.
What was the prize?
I don't know. I haven't thought of that yet. Gets a good bum rogering from an American.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Congratulations. You've won.
No, thank you.
Oh, sir, yes.
That was awesome. You sounded like a pop-up ad, man. You're like, congratulations, you've won.
Yeah. I told my wife that, you know, wow, I must be the luckiest guy on earth. I keep winning over and over again. Okay, one more time. It sounds like he's getting a little bit irritated.
Yeah. Maybe the dam's about to burst.
I think he's really going to shout this time if he answers.
Don't you get off my fucking line.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. We're taking the award away. You're scoundrels.
Oh, go away.
And also, no, there's going to be a 50 quid processing charge.
You should call back.
Okay, she's pretty exasperated. I bet they're going to call the constable for sure now.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Please don't hang up.
Who is it calling, please?
Oh, this is David Snoswell.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm all right, thank you, David. But would you mind stop calling now, please? Me and my parents are just sitting down for dinner.
What are you eating? What are you eating, ma'am?
To be honest
some Yorkshire pudding?
Or do you know what? We're not all typical Yorkshires, David, but we are just about to say grace. Rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub, please don't call again.
That's awesome.
There's no such thing as God. That was pretty good, though.
Oh, I'm definitely going to isolate that. Dad to my montage. That was great.
That was wonderful.
That was worth it. To call back so many times. Okay. Damn it, horse dick. Damn it. Damn it to you, too. Anyway, he PM'd me just to say damn it, so I had to reply to that. Okay, what is a paddock?
Oh, I pasted it.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. A paddock has two primary meanings in different parts of the English-speaking world. In the USA and UK, a paddock is a small enclosure used to keep horses. Beautiful.
Okay. Yeah.
Now,
sure,
what's the difference between a paddock
time?
And a corral, then?
Maybe the paddock is a British version of a corral.
Then what is the American paddock a version of?
The British paddock. Or you mean a corral?
Well, it says that it has two meanings in USA and UK. I didn't actually read further.
Oh, okay.
Let me see here.
But in the UK, it's an enclosure for horses.
Yes.
That's perfect.
Yes, and it is, in the American West, such an enclosure is often called a corral.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I wonder if they have, if they had a shootout at a famous paddock in Great Britain. I mean, is it in Arizona? The OK Corral's in Arizona, isn't it?
Yeah. Tombstone.
Yeah. Tombstone. Maybe they had the shootout at the Newcastle paddock.
Anyway. Nice.
The whistle out.
Maybe we can call about the tour. Hello, Mrs. Wright?
Just a minute.
Oh, thank you, sweetie.
Yeah, just a minute.
Thank you, honey baby.
It's an inspiration to me as well.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yes, hello?
It's the, I can't seem to get the television.
Oh, you can't get the television? Is your license current, ma'am? If you have a invalid television license, it's going to create problems.
Oh, yeah, I just can't hear you.
Ma'am, can you please turn the television off? Turn the telly down.
I can't.
Why not? You push the button.
I'm trying to switch.
Yeah, just unplug it.
Oh, it won't go. Sorry.
Pull the plug out.
Oh, that's it. It's gone now. Oh, what was it you wanted?
Did you pull the plug?
Sorry?
Did you pull the
plug? No, I've just switched it off.
Oh, perfect. Very nice, ma'am. Very nice. I commend you on that. Nicely done. Yes, I'm calling about the tour of the paddock.
Yeah?
Oh, there it goes again. What happened?
Sorry?
What happened? The TV turned on. The telly turned on
again. Yeah, it comes on again of its own accord.
Oh, is there a ghost in your house, ma'am?
Yeah,
perhaps there's a ghost.
Paddock?
Yeah. My associates and I are very excited to visit the paddock where the famous shootout was. How many quid does the tour cost? And do you provide crumpets following the tour?
No, hello? I'm sorry. I just don't get you.
Oh, no, the tour. We're visiting the paddock. We see your address is number 7, the paddock. And we're very excited because we're from Tombstone, Arizona. And have you ever heard of the OK Corral, ma'am? The shootout at the OK Corral?
Yeah.
So we heard that there was a famous shootout at your paddock. And we're very anxious to tour it. And we've heard that there might be some spirits there. And I think that's been confirmed because your television keeps turning on and off.
Oh, no, nothing to do with that. Nothing spiritual, I can assure you. Just wrote. It's just the way it is.
Ma'am,
and I'm not really interested.
We'll be coming out to fix the telly, ma'am. We're coming out to fix the television.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Ma'am, I have a question for you, please. Before you hang up, let me ask you a question. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'd like to come and take a peek inside of your knickers.
No, I'm sorry.
No? I'd like to just take a little peek and see what's in there, maybe... remove the panties a bit. Take a sniff.
Ma'am, do you need instruction on...
She hung up.
Wait.
Oh, hello, ma'am.
You could give her gash a moisten.
Certainly took her a while.
I don't know if I want to call her back.
And my bad, dude. I wanted to, like, make her do dumb stuff. I wanted to kind of get her to, like, fix the TV with
us. I was trying to get her to just unplug it. She couldn't get it turned off by the switch. Just pull the plug.
I don't know what's going on.
Anyway,
I can't get the television.
I wasn't quite sure where I was going with that one, but it's okay. It's fun to just get weird and stupid sometimes.
Yeah, you can just fuck around with these residential numbers.
Geriatric British pensioners.
Yeah. Okay, I can see it's about, on the West Coast, it's 12:41. I could probably go another 45 minutes, perhaps.
Yay.
Very good.
And let's call D. Scott. We're having some good success with these numbers today. A lot of pickups.
True.
It's a good time to call.
I think it's like, 8:42 p.m. up there.
Yeah.
We're in this little post-dinner, pre-bed window.
Although they do get more irritated if you call them later.
Yeah.
3 hours from now.
Less pickups.
Yeah. But angrier when they do pick up. Because they're just retiring. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to... I don't have any music queued up. I was going to take a short little break. If you guys can talk, maybe relate an amusing anecdote for a moment while I look for a song.
I'll read some Michelle tweets.
Oh yeah. That's always good. That's great.
Yes. Yes, I have those here.
Okay, it's... time for Michelle tweets.
Yes. This other stuff and people was not inspiring or helpful at all. Was nothing but sheer hate on my natural body type or women's sex health. It's a good point she's making there. It's undertones of feminism. She's a modern Susan B. Anthony.
Wow.
She is. Psycho Mike is having his Mexican grandma's crazy superstitions on that Loveline show. LOL, Psycho. I got a BA in that. Haha, LOL. Yeah, she apparently was going on about her bachelor's degree for a couple minutes here.
All right.
That's interesting.
Anything else? Anything about Arby?
No, yes, not immediately.
Blonde Christian man, or whatever the hell she says.
That one day, she was just fixated on him for about 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah. Here's something weird. Said Shrek and Sean Connery started golf. That's so mysterious and weird.
Shrek?
Shrek and Sean Connery started golf. That's so mysterious and weird. That is the tweet.
You know, it's almost like she's responding to voices in her head.
Yeah.
You know, I think she hears people saying things to her, and then a lot of her tweets are like responses to somebody. You know.
Okay, here's another one, though. Pink's hot dogs and the Scotland show host with a skull mohawk robot sidewalk. What next? Kind of funny if up late on weeknight. LOL.
Okay.
Yeah.
These are crazy, even by Michelle standards.
They are. The ones around them aren't even that insane. One sec, let me see how I can share a fucking individual tweet. I don't know how the Twitter machine works. It's stupid.
Okay. Well, I got some music queued up. I'm just going to take a quick break.
Yay!
Make the urines, replenish my coffee. And we'll be right back.
Okay, I'm going to get some water.
Okay.
What used to be a house of cards has turned into a reservoir. Save the tears, there were waterfalling. Let's go swim. Darling, and once outside the undertow, just you and me and nothing more. If not for love, I would be drowning. I've seen it work both ways, but I am up, riding high amongst the waves. Oh, I can feel like I have soul that has been saved. Oh, I can feel like I've
Okay, we're back. I made the urines and replenished my coffee. Sloth and Turbo, you guys, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Perfect, perfect. All right.
I think maybe Sloth stepped away as I did. Okay.
I think he's maybe having a quick wank.
Very good.
I took a piss.
Oh, okay. Very good, very good. You know, I think I'm going to call the Hotel Minerva. I've got a good buddy there. This guy, he enjoys my calls. And I think
the gay Frenchman?
No, this is an angry man.
Oh.
I've called him before a couple of times, and I'm hoping he's working because he hates my guts. And then we'll call the gay Frenchman. But I think Sloth's...
Interesting music there.
What's up?
Yes, bonsoir. Parlez-vous anglais?
Yes, can I help you? Yes,
I would like to make a booking. My name is David Snoswell. I'm an American.
Yes, but you already did your booking.
I did.
Or we intend to do a booking.
Yes, we would like to make another booking.
Another booking.
Yes, so, booking. Yes.
Listen, do you know how to do it? Do it through internet, okay?
No, sir. This is not necessary.
No, listen, you are the same guy. You are the same guy that call every week. Listen, don't call again,
sir.
On this way. Because, you know, I know you. I know your voice. Every week you call me, you are disturbing a worker.
Who?
A worker.
Who am
man.
I disturbing?
So go away, you don't call back again. Because
I'm resisting your number and I'm going to the police.
I'm going to the police. Go.
No, sir. No, please.
Wow, he is a very angry man.
I've called him every show, pretty much.
He's calling the police.
Oh, yeah.
I think he did last time, too, didn't he? I don't know, I'll have to go back and listen, but he's okay, let's try calling La Hotel and see if our buddy flamboyant
gay guy
Sloth and I had some fun. Yeah, parlez-vous anglais?
Yes, I do, sir.
Oh, perfect. Hello, I'd like to make a booking. My name is David Snoswell. Are you the homosexual desk clerk?
Oh, no, please.
Oh, could you put him on? I think I've spoken with him before, too. Oh, what the hell. Let's call him back one more time. He hasn't threatened to call the police yet.
Thank you for contacting L'Hôtel.
Bienvenue à l'Hôtel Laurent, c'est chez moi.
Sir, there seems to be a problem. We were somehow disconnected.
Yes, tell me.
Yes, I'd like to make a booking for a fabulous room in your hotel.
For the hotel, sir?
Yes, a fabulous booking.
What? Excuse me?
Yes, we'd like to make a booking for a damn room.
For a room? You want
just give
a
me
room.
The damn room. The damn room.
What is damn room?
The fucking room.
Okay, the fucking room. That's what,
yes. Yes,
you know, I don't have time to lose.
Oh, you do?
There's no time to lose.
I'm going to tell him he has time to lose if I say he has time to lose.
Thank you for contacting L'Hôtel. We will be with you shortly. Please stay on the line until we connect you.
Listen. Damn it, you have time to lose if I tell you you have time to lose. Okay. guys have any other ideas in Paris?
Oh, Paris? No, I'm looking for humorous surnames in the UK, but
okay.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, specifically hotels, Paris.
Move on. Oh, it doesn't matter. I don't know, Paris can be kind of fun. Most people speak English there. They don't like arrogant Americans.
Well, let me pop open the Google Map machine and explore a bit.
While we're doing that, I'm just looking through my logs here, and I do have listed... Where did that go? We could try calling the toilet museum again in India.
Oh, or the toilet restaurant in Taiwan. Well, no, it's probably too early.
That guy's a little bit pissed off now.
Yeah, you could say that.
This American guy's been answering, or an American-sounding guy has been answering.
Racist.
Where the hell did that go? I had a couple of UK numbers that I had listed as needing a callback.
Mm.
And I can't find them now. Oh, here it is. Okay. Here's an A. Johnson in Sheffield that just have it listed as angry. So, why don't we call them and just... I can't remember why. Maybe... he can help me recollect why he's angry.
I found a French hotel with an amusing name. Somewhat amusing.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah?
Hi, this is David Snoswell calling. I see my notes are indicating that you are angry, and I'm calling to inquire as to what your anger is about, sir. What's it founded on?
Who are you exactly?
I'm David
Snoswell. Listen, I'm going to call police. Who are you?
No, sir, don't. Please, there's no need for that. Sir.
Yeah, he is angry. Your notes are accurate.
Yeah. Okay. And I have one that's listed as Lady Troll. I can't remember why. It's another A. Johnson. Ask her why I might have her annotated as being a lady troll. I can't remember.
Need more detailed notes on these people.
You know, that's not the same one I just called, is it?
No.
Oh, I know.
Welcome to Sky Voicemail 1571.
This lady, we called her for something, and then she told me that I wasn't the right person to be talking to, and she gave me a phone number of somebody to call, and I think it was like a police station or something.
Oh, that is some good trolling.
Yeah, she trolled us pretty good. I can't remember what it was, but it was... something that I didn't really want to call.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what's this? This is the Sherry Butt.
Some sort of bar. Oh, okay. Had the little martini glass icon on Google Maps.
All right, well, here, why don't you guys...
Sherry Butt. Why don't you
talk to him? Why don't you pump them for information, Turbo?
Okay.
Sherry Butt Mofa?
Yes, this is a Sherry Butt?
Yeah.
Okay, hello, Miss Butt. This is Robert Turbois.
Yeah?
I'd like to come over there for a good time. How about 1 hour from now?
When?
1 hour from now? And given your name, I assume you're down for a trip to Greece?
Okay, wait a minute.
You know, I want to drive my big American sports car through your little brown tunnel, if you know what I mean.
Hello?
Oh, could you put Sherry back on the phone? I was discussing the possibility of anal sex with her.
Sorry, say again?
It's rather noisy where you are. Could you stand up on a table and tell people to quiet the fuck down?
Yeah.
You're speaking to an American. Don't fuck it up.
Okay.
But put Sherry back on the phone. I was discussing anal sex with her.
Sorry, what's your question?
Well, I was speaking to Sherry, the woman who gave you the phone, and we were discussing the possibility of some anal sex in 1 hour. I hadn't got to speaking about money yet, but we were about to.
You didn't speak to Sherry. You spoke to Margo? And
I just asked her if her name was Sherry Butt, and she said yes. Okay, can you put Sherry Butt on the phone, please? I don't have all night. And unfortunately for you, I'm not interested in any homo sex, so put Sherry on the phone immediately. Post haste. Robert Turbois.
Who?
Robert Turbois. I'm an American seeking anal sex with an attractive woman. And I was told this is the place to call, to look for Sherry Butt.
I'll put you through, right? Don't worry.
Okay, thank you. Put me through to Sherry.
Hi?
Hurry the fuck up.
I'm sorry?
Hurry up.
What?
I'm waiting to speak to Sherry. You said you'd put me through.
Hi, Sherry on the phone.
This is Sherry.
Hello?
I'm not an
idiot.
I'm
Sherry, yes.
It's still you. You're not even changing your voice. You want to try that again?
What do you want?
Well, I wanted to speak to Miss Sherry Butt about anal sex, a trip to Greece.
Yeah,
I was going to offer her 300 euro.
Right. Yeah, just go on.
But
on,
I'm not interested in doing that with the man.
Okay, so who you want to do that with?
Sherry Butt.
Okay, just check.
Or
suppose
the woman who handed you the phone. I could negotiate with her.
Okay, just
could you describe
second.
Her? I haven't seen her before.
Calme-toi.
You again?
Allô?
Could you tell me about the glory hole situation in your restroom?
Okay. Hello?
Yes, hello. Again, this is not a woman. I wanted to speak to either Sherry or I believe you said her name was Margot.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from a telephone. It's a device
you hold it to your head.
No, don't interrupt me. You hold it up to your mouth and you speak into it. And then it transmits that signal over the line. And then when you're speaking and rudely interrupting me, that signal's transmitted back to my end. And I hear it out of the little speaker. If you'd like to learn more about telephones, you can consult Wikipedia.
Wikipedia,
you know, the online encyclopedia.
What is it? No, I don't know about it.
Oh,
can you tell me more about it?
Do you have access to a computer?
No, unfortunately not.
Well, that's too fucking bad, isn't it?
I just have the phone.
Oh. Okay. Well, would you like me to explain a little bit more about how telephones work?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
A telephone or phone is a telecommunications device that permits two or more users to conduct a conversation when they are not in the same vicinity of each other to be heard directly. A telephone converts sound typically and most efficiently the human voice into electronic signals suitable for transmission via cables or other transmission media over long distances and replay such signals simultaneously in an audible form to its user. The word telephone has been adapted into the vocabulary of many languages. It is derived from the Greek, voice.
What's the Greek
far
word?
Far and voice. The Greek words for far and voice, together meaning distant voice. First patented in 1876 by Alexander Graham Bell, who was an American, by the way.
Oh, I know this guy. Yeah, I know the guy.
He was an American, yes. And further developed by many others, the telephone was the first device in history that enabled people to talk directly with each other across large distances. Yes?
Hey, what are you talking about?
You asked me to explain the telephone to you?
Mais non, c'est qui ça? C'est bien personne.
Apparently you don't have Wikipedia in your dirty country, so I'm reading the Wikipedia article for you.
Hello, sir, this is David Snoswell. I'm breaking into this call. I'm the supervisor here. Speak American, please. We demand it. Damn it.
What do you need? What is the problem? What is the problem?
Yeah. Speak American to my associate.
I'm talking American now, but I'm talking English. I'm not talking American. Sorry.
I didn't say English. I said speak American. It's a superior language. American is superior.
American is superior. America is superior.
Yes.
Long live America. God bless America.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We saved your ass in World War II.
Yes, and we are going to need to levy a fee for that. What's that come out to? 200 euro per person?
Yes. For me. America. Long live America.
Yes, say it out loud. Tell everybody.
Long live America!
Louder. Louder.
Tell them if it wasn't for America, they would be wearing lederhosen and speaking German.
Yes.
In German, how do you say it in German?
No, you would say, if it weren't for us, you would be saying Sieg Heil right now.
Sieg Heil.
Yeah, no, don't say that.
And you
That's
would have
bad.
A photograph of a man with a ridiculous mustache on your wall.
I think we have to find him again. He said Sieg Heil, and I told him not to say it.
Ooh.
That's another 200 euro, sir. Total fine, 400 euro.
Hello?
Hello, who is this now?
It's Sherry.
Identify yourself.
Sherry Buck.
Yeah, right. You're lying.
No,
you think
I'm
we're going to have
Buck.
To levy another fee for that. So 600 euro now.
600 euro now. Keep going, buddy. Want to try for 800?
Finally.
God
damn.
I know, that was great.
Let me get way too deep into that Wikipedia article.
Let's see if we can get this guy to join us.
No, he's just going to shout the N-word and then hang up.
Yeah.
I already said that today. You can't do it more than like once. That's That's bad. We're really going to get shot by the police.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah. Oh, well. Okay. I guess Arby's... Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing, Arby?
I'm good. This sounds like an American.
Yes, we're American hooligans.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to you.
Yeah, we're getting in trouble with people in Europe. They're getting angry and calling the constables.
Yeah. Better be careful. Constables are going to show up at your door.
Yeah, like Turbo says, with whistles and nightsticks.
Yes. Yep. Apparently those ones from last week haven't arrived yet. It is a long voyage over the Atlantic.
They're still rowing. They're halfway across the pond.
So they could be driving. That takes extra long.
Yeah, it does. Okay, I got a pet store, but it's unlikely that they'll be open.
Well, I don't know.
9 p.m., 10 p.m.
Pet shop scene could be different there.
Well, I don't know why you called me. I got to go, though. I got shit to do. Okay. I'm leaving.
Fuck you, Arby.
Well, we just wanted to give you say hello and see what you're doing and what you're
wearing. Motherfucker.
Hi. Yeah. Thanks for calling me. I'd hang out if I could, but I got to, like, leave. I got to leave the house.
Oh, okay.
All going right. Outdoors.
Ooh, what is this thing you speak of? The outdoors.
I don't know. I'll take pictures for you guys.
Yeah, post it.
Very good.
Okay. Thanks, Brad.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Well, at least he joined for a few minutes.
He did.
Well, a couple shows ago, he actually hung out for the whole show, made calls with us. It was fun. That's where we were calling the UK and telling them that we're going to install the beds in their yards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
That was fun. I think that was his idea. He comes up with good ideas.
That's a pet groomer there, but again, they probably won't be open.
Okay, let's try this pet store. See if they have any French poodles. I haven't quite figured out what... Hello?
Bienvenue à l'Hôtellerie du Pont Neuf.
There's doggy daycare, but they're definitely closed.
Bonjour, de 10h à 19h sans interruption. Pour être mis en relation avec le rayon poisson, tapez 1.
I don't speak French, so...
There are a lot of dog-related stores.
Well, they love their poodles.
Yeah, apparently that isn't just a stereotype.
I mean, when you go to Paris, you see, you know, beautiful French ladies holding those little poodles everywhere you go. I don't know. I went to
this
Paris
reflecting
once.
Pool looks like a penis.
Oh. Let's see. I'll try this. I'm having trouble with clicking on things on Skype chat today. It seems to be
jumping around more than usual.
Even jumpier than usual.
Well, shit, damn it.
So the penis-shaped reflecting pool, I assume, has no number.
Yeah, no number.
Not like, what was that island, Llama Island, where everything... Hello?
Bonjour, vous êtes bien au magasin Fatty Dog. Vous pouvez me laisser un message et je vous rappellerai dès que possible. Merci.
Recording.
Oh, shit, damn it.
Llama Island, where everything has a number. The toilets have numbers.
The toilets
have numbers. Remember we called it that... We should call them again. What time is it? A ridiculous hour there?
Probably, yeah.
We actually were able to call the toilet and somebody answered. That was pretty good. Okay.
Just still exploring Paris here. Nothing good yet, though.
Sorry, folks. I often don't do a lot of planning on my shows. I just make the show up as we go. Call different things. Let's just call a bar. Okay, here's the Tavern Gambrinus. And maybe, Sloth, would you like to talk to a tavern?
A tavern in Paris?
Paris, yes.
Paris. I'm getting an echo. Hold on. Something's weird. Never mind. Okay, cool. Sorry, that was my bad. But yeah, sure.
Okay. They're certainly open now. It's probably prime time.
Yes, English?
Hello?
English. Hello? Yes, this is Mr. Newman. I'm visiting Paris, and I'm going to be a patron at your tavern with my two associates, Mr. Snoswell and Mr. Turbois. Do you understand? I don't believe he understood.
Oh. No.
Okay. Well, let's call Billiard's Passion.
They might understand.
Maybe get passionate with the pool cue.
The sports bar. That seems like something weird.
See if they can insert the billiard cue in the anus.
Hello, English. English.
Parlez-vous anglais?
Oui.
Yeah, I'm going to put my associate, Mr. Newman, on the phone. He speaks English only.
Hold on, please.
Hurry up.
Sorry, could you repeat, please?
Yeah, I said hurry the fuck up.
Oh, it's very difficult for me to hear you. Just a minute.
Well,
just a minute.
Quiet it the fuck down.
So.
Okay.
Yes, sorry. What do you want?
You understand now? Okay, we're going to be coming in there, all right? My name is Mr. Newman. I'm an American citizen, and I have two associates with me, two men. Okay?
Jesus, I don't understand. Yeah, he said very difficult.
All right, we're going to be coming in to your... Do you guys serve alcohol?
What do you want to talk with?
We're going to be coming in. Do you guys serve alcohol or not?
It's a beer passion here.
So you sell beer and drinks?
Beer passion. It's you know.
Yeah. Do you sell drinks? Do you sell liquor?
So maybe it's a mistake, I think. Yes.
Of who?
Okay.
You're an idiot. You're like the most moronic Frenchman we've spoken to today. Well, not that I've spoken to, of course, but still. Do you serve alcohol? Do you serve food?
Oh.
I think that might actually be a pool hall that does not actually have a bar.
Let's call him back.
That's kind of pointless.
Well, I'm looking for...
Well, yeah, I mean, we have those places around here, too. Like, they usually don't have a whole lot. Yeah, this is a pool hall. But it looks like they have a bar. Fuck that guy. At least it looks like a bar.
Vous êtes à la messagerie du 0146.
Oups.
Oops.
Oops. Oopsie.
Lil.
I clicked the little hang up button in the little window. So anyway, thanks for those other numbers, Turbo, but I want to try, I've never called Hungary before on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so here's I think this is a bar or cafe in Budapest, New York. Yeah.
I wonder what the other words mean.
Yeah.
Oh, coffee house, maybe?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
No answer. Wow,
what the hell? That was a little fast.
It's starting to rain outside, motherfucker.
Buonasera, Boscolo Budapest. How may I assist you?
English, please.
Yes, please. Good evening. My name is Thomas. How can I help you, please, sir?
Oh, what was your name again?
My name is Thomas. How can I help you, please?
Oh, Thomas. Hi, this is David. How are you doing? I'm very
fine,
pleased
thanks,
to
sir.
Speak with you. Yes,
Yes,
oh, yeah. I'm an American traveler. And I'm with my two associates, and we would like to come in for some service.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Would be appreciated. You mean for the cafe or for reservation to the hotel?
Yeah, for the reservation for the hotel.
Yeah. Which period are you planning to visit us?
Well, actually, we're in Budapest right now, and we're without accommodations. Do you have a room available?
Just 1 second, patience, please. Would it be for one night only or more nights?
Oh, 2 nights if possible, honey.
2 nights. Because unfortunately, at the moment, we have room only for tonight.
Okay, well, that'll work.
But we can check immediately. How many rooms you would need? Altogether, 3 rooms?
One room with one bed for 3 men.
Uh-huh. Just one second, patience, please. At the moment, we would have one room that comes with two twin beds, and we could place in an additional folded bed, if that would be suitable.
Perfect, yeah. We're being pursued by aggressive chickens. Unfortunately,
yeah.
they're mute chickens, so I can't let you hear the noise because they're muted right now. But we need to get off the street, so one night is fine.
I see. That's okay, and certainly we can check for tomorrow also. I just don't dare to promise at the moment. So at the moment, I could confirm the reservation only for one night, and immediately I just double check the daily rate for you, sir.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. You're a lovely man.
Sorry for still keep you waiting. Yep, the daily rate for this room would be €160 plus taxes plus the extra bed.
That's fantastic. Fabulous. Fabulous. And so you said that comes with two twin beds?
It's two twin beds and one extra folded bed in the room for the third
bed. We just need the two twin beds, so we'll push them together to make one big bed.
But would you prefer one king size bed instead? Because we have option for that one also.
Oh, yes.
It's no worries, sir. Yeah,
great.
We have a room with king size bed.
We sleep together.
Uh-huh.
We're lovers.
Sure, it's no worries. We have room with king size bed that would be more comfortable then.
Oh, it would be very
comfy.
We don't
have to push them together. Right at the moment, we have a room with a king size bed.
And would you like to join us?
Unfortunately, no. I'm sorry for that. It will be our pleasure to accommodate you, but unfortunately, that's where our service ends at the moment.
Oh, no, I mean after work, when you get off duty, you can come join
us.
No,
unfortunately, I will be here in the morning as well, so I have to take my
Just think of it like a masculine fusion, rather than gay sex.
Sir, no, thank you much. Unfortunately, this is not my size.
Do you have wife? Is that why?
I'm sorry, sir?
Is it because you're married? Do you have a wife? Is that the problem?
Honestly, as long as I'm in shift, I can just say no, and otherwise it would be personal. So if you don't mind, we could continue the reservation process.
Your wife can join.
I'm sorry, I cannot.
How big are areolas?
I don't think he's
the type
that would have a wife.
For everything, but I don't dare to promise anything.
I don't think he would have the wife, just by this voice.
Let's proceed.
Let's proceed with the booking. We have some other inquiries.
Okay.
Does the room have a bathroom?
Absolutely, it has.
Oh, perfect. Is there a glory hole in the room?
Once you are here, you can do the check-in. You can check the room. If it suits your needs, then we are happy to accommodate you. If the room would not be up to your expectations, then there might be other options we could offer.
Oh, will we be able to install our own glory hole?
Yes, we have a travel glory hole. We can actually install it just using the door, and
as long
one
as
of us
the room
can
is used
kneel
for regular
out down
reason,
in the
it's
hall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sir, I think once you will be here, and if you take the room, we could continue the discussion for that.
Well, I think we need to continue the discussion right now.
Mm-hmm. We are a five-star hotel called Boskolo Budapest, part of the Marriott Autograph Collection brand. We have five type of rooms: the standard, the superior, the junior suite, executive suite, and the presidential suite. Certainly, any of them would be available with the appropriate rate.
Now, which presidents have stayed in the presidential suite?
I'm sorry, sir.
Which presidents of which nations have stayed in the presidential suite?
We consider our guest privacy as a top priority, so unfortunately
that's okay.
I cannot give further information on that.
So I'll take that answer to mean Bill Clinton. Gotcha.
Well, the presidential suite sounds fabulous. I think
that's good to hear.
What we'll do is Mr. Turbois will dress up like John F. Kennedy, and I'll get into my Marilyn Monroe costume, and I'll say happy birthday, Mr. President, to him. With his pants removed.
What about Mr. Newman?
Well, Mr. Newman can be the chief of the...
What about Lee Harvey Oswald?
Yes. Mr. Newman can play Lee Harvey Oswald. And instead of shooting Mr. Kennedy, he can Roger him in the ass.
Does this meet your standards of historical accuracy at your hotel?
Once you will be here, we could give further information. Unfortunately, these kind of
information... Okay, we require instructions. We're next to the bathhouse.
Which bathhouse?
I didn't see the full sign. You know, we're running rather quickly. These chickens are fast.
Homosexual bathhouse.
Uh-huh. If you just catch a taxi, you let them know the hotel's name, they will take you here for sure.
Yeah, just hold on one second here, okay? My associates are going to ask other questions, further inquiries. I need to prepare a file. Mr. Newman or Mr. Trubaugh, do you have any other questions?
Yeah, well, what is hotel policy on public nudity?
In the room, as long as it doesn't harass any ethical or cultural things, it's okay. Public areas, it's not allowed.
So if I were outside the room and I had...
That is considered as public area, so...
Now, what if there's a fire and we can't put on our clothing quickly enough and we have to evacuate
in a state of partial or complete nudity? Other policies. In emergency, that's another kind of policy. Yet in regular policies, nudity is not allowed in public areas.
Well, what if we do it, but it doesn't offend people? So then it's okay because they like it?
Yes, you know, artistic nudity rather than sexualized. Mm-hmm.
As long as it's in the room and is not offending other guests, it's okay.
So are you offended by a man's nudity?
It's not the question. You asked for hotel policy,
now,
and I answered about the hotel policy.
We visited a museum there, and there was a statue of a man, and he was completely nude.
That's right, but this is not a museum. This is a hotel.
So, I mean, what's so offensive about man-on-man, masculine love?
I think it's a question that doesn't really belong to the reservation process. So if you wish, I would be happy to assist you with that one. Unfortunately, for these questions, at the moment, I will not be able to answer.
Well, that sucks, Turbo. I mean, Turbois, do you have anything?
I'm just trying to avoid these chickens. I don't like the look in their eyes. Can you hear them, sir?
Aggressive.
Is this a common thing in your country?
Do you think we could tame one of the feral chickens and maybe teach it to make love with us?
Yes, what is your hotel's policy on chickens? They're not roosters, I believe they're hens.
Hello?
He hung up.
And chat room, can you hear the chickens? So I had a problem before, and people on it, they weren't going through on Mixler for some reason.
Yeah, apparently they can't hear the chickens.
No chicken audio. Okay, well, wait a minute. I turned it off. Now can you hear it?
Chicken report.
Barely heard them. It's weird. Not quite sure. So you can hear me okay right now because I changed my Skype settings a little bit. Can you hear me, Spray? Am I coming through okay? Maybe I'm not coming through very well. Anyway, I'm going to
Spray is hearing
off.
The chicken. So is Polaris, apparently. Or wait, no. They can hear you, but not the chicken.
Okay. Oh, that's weird. Because usually when we're just in comp, everybody can hear it okay. And then when other people are broadcasting on Mixler, it comes through.
It's loud and clear.
Okay, I know why. I'd have to turn up the line 3 input, I think. Anyway, I'm not going to mess around with it now. I don't have time for that. So I'm just going to change my audio setting back to what it was before. We'll make a couple more calls, and then I'm going to have to call it a day. I've got, like Arby, I've got places to go. Okay, can you guys still hear me? I changed my mic.
Yeah, you cut out for a sec, but you're good now.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I'll have to figure that out. Yeah, I really need is another laptop and a mixer or something that I can plug it into so I can really have the full setup like Carlito does.
Just get a live chicken.
Yeah, that's actually a good option. Good idea.
Yeah.
I'm sure
fresh eggs.
Asian stores in Seattle in which I could buy the live chicken. We have a lot of Asian stores in the area. My wife shops at a Filipino supermarket called Seafood City,
Maybe in the back, you know.
Live seafood, but I haven't seen any live goats or chickens. Okay, let's see. I think he posted, was that a Subway?
Yeah, it's just like, you know, Subway subs in Paris, I guess.
That was in the, okay, I can get that. That was in the last chat. Here we go. Oh, and then you have Speed Rabbit Pizza. That sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah, I Let's call do Speed not Rabbit know Pizza. What to make of that name. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That guy in the Budapest Hotel, he sounded gay to me.
He didn't want to talk about the wife, so maybe.
Yeah, sounded very effeminate.
He was friendlier than any of the Frenchmen were, though, so.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Pretty nice, actually. This isn't ringing for some reason. Let's,
Well, you were having that problem with some numbers earlier, so.
Yeah, let's try the Subway, and then we'll get back to the Speed Rabbit Pizza. Okay, there we go.
Bonjour,
parlez-vous français? English, English, bitte.
Yes, I do.
Merci. Or whatever, however the hell you say it in dirty French language. Hi, my name's David Snoswell. I was wondering if I could order... Yes, my name is David Snoswell. I would like to order a sandwich.
You can order it, yes. You have to come here.
No, for delivery. I'm already there. I was wondering if you could just make me a cold cut combo and bring it to the water closet. I'm in the bathroom right now.
We don't make delivery. We don't make delivery.
No. I'm in the toilet at your restaurant. I'm calling.
You're on the way to our restaurant.
No, I'm in the toilet at your restaurant. In the toilet.
It's not cool.
Yeah, I'm in the toilet. Can you bring me a sandwich? I'm hungry now. My associates and I have been engaged in some activities for about an hour now, and we're hungry. We require sustenance.
I think you're calling the wrong number, the wrong
restaurant. No, Subway sandwich.
Yes, but there is a lot of Subway sandwiches.
No, we're in 129 Avenue de Saint-Quentin.
Yes, but there is possibly something. There is a lot of restaurants. But I'm sorry, you're calling the wrong number. We don't have a toilet.
You don't have a toilet? Well, where do you take the shit? When you have
okay,
to make
so
a
bye
shit.
Now.
Don't hang up.
Bye. Thank
no,
you.
I'm calling right back.
Yeah, but I'm working. I don't have time for this.
You
thing,
do.
Okay? Thank
I'm
you.
An American. I'm Thank calling right much. Back.
I assume back. Part of your duties include answering questions on the telephone, which is what we're attempting to make you do.
Oh, the bastard.
Son of a bitch.
Okay. Let's call him right back.
Anti-Americanism over there. Jesus Christ.
Hello? Okay.
Oh, that motherfucking monkey. It's
not going to play. Let's call Speed Rabbit Pizza.
I
love
pizza.
That name.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have to like chase the rabbit around to?
Well, or maybe they deliver, and you know, it's like a rabbit on methamphetamine.
Yeah.
Nice. The speed of the delivery.
Speed rabbit. Oh, there we go. It's ringing.
Bonjour et bienvenue chez Speed Rabbit Pizza de Saint-Ouen.
Speed Rabbit.
Speed
Rabbit Pizza. Let me try dialing zero.
Jesus.
Like blast your ear.
Nous nous efforçons d'écourter agréablement votre attente et vous prions de bien vouloir.
Speed Rabbit Saint-Ouen, bonsoir.
Yeah, parlez-vous
English. English, please.
Hello.
Hello, a Speed Rabbit Pizza.
Oui. Hello, bonsoir.
Oh, yeah, do you speak English?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah, we'd like to order one pizza with methamphetamine.
Okay, just, excuse me, just 1 minute, please, huh? 1 minute.
Oh, hurry, please. Hurry the fuck up. Good idea, Turbo.
Intense discussion going on here.
Yeah, I mean, either you speak English or you don't. Yes, hello. Order pizza.
Hello. Yes, it's you come here to take away a pizza or it's for delivery?
Yeah, we will take the pizza away.
Yes.
We're going to
drive
here.
Okay, what kind of pizza you need?
I'm going to drive over in the automobile. And then I will drive there in my automobile.
Vroom, vroom.
And collect the pizza.
You want order a pizza, sir?
Yes, please. We.
Okay, what kind of pizza you want?
We would like one pizza with rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have rabbit pizza?
No, it's not.
Oh.
Just name Speed Rabbit Pizza, but
I thought you had pizza with rabbits and methamphetamines.
No.
Maybe you feed the rabbits the methamphetamines, then you slaughter them and put them on the pizza.
No, rabbits, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, we have with chicken, with beef.
Oh, yes. I would like a chicken beef pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Chicken beef. You have the chicken beef?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Perfect. And then I'm going to bring my own meth. And then we can sprinkle it on the pizza before you put it in the oven.
Sorry, sir. I don't understand too much what you say. So I'm very sorry.
Okay, that's neither here nor there. Okay, one large with chicken beef.
Yeah.
And then we would like the anchovies. Do you have the anchovies?
Chorizo?
Yeah, chorizo. Mm, that sounds pretty good. Chorizo?
Yeah.
Chicken, beef, chorizo. And then I would like you to cut a hole in the center of the pizza.
Okay. You okay?
Yeah, so you take the pizza. And then you cut a hole in the middle of the pizza. And then I'm going to insert my big fat chorizo sausage inside the hole. After it's cooked, and then you can pull on the sausage, and if you keep pulling it repeatedly, then a sauce will come out onto the pizza.
Okay, you it's for takeaway or delivery?
It's a special sauce. We'll do this in my hotel room, so you will come with me to the hotel.
You are in the hotel?
Yeah, I'm gonna come get the pizza and you. I will collect the pizza and you. And we will take the pizza back to my hotel, and then I'm going to put my sausage in the hole, and you will pull on it, and it'll make a special sauce for the pizza.
I don't understand. Sorry, sir.
Well, here, why don't I put my associate, Mr. Newman or Mr. Turbois, whoever answers first, and they can explain.
Yes, this is Mr. Turbois.
I don't understand.
I understand you do not speak much English, and you need something explained to you. Now, do you understand fuck or shit or balls?
I just can't get too graphic because my kids are up.
Yeah, well.
I can't be screaming about sticking my dick in the middle of a pizza too loud. They're going to wonder what the hell's going on. I have some explaining to do. Okay. You know what? I think I'm going to have to end the show pretty quickly. So we've got to go. We've got things to do. My wife has a friend who their family's on vacation, and we have to go feed their fucking furry little rat of a cat.
You shouldn't talk mean about the kitty.
I know. It's actually, I like cats, but I don't like this cat. So I'm not.
Is it not
I'm
nice?
Not, I'm not anti-cat. It's not a very nice cat.
Mm.
Yeah. So anyway, anybody have any more numbers? Maybe we should call a couple more. I think you had posted some UK numbers that we never got to. Let me go back to the old chat.
In the last thing, yeah.
So let me just find those. Okay, so what's this? You also Fabby Dogs in Paris?
Oh, that was a dog groomer.
Yeah, they're not going to be open. Okay.
Just skip that shit.
Experimental Cocktail Club. That sounds kind of interesting. Do you guys feel like experimenting with some cocktails?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If you guys have an idea, if you have an idea for that, I'll click it.
For cocktails?
Yeah, it's Experimental Cocktail Club.
The cocktail. It's basically just semen and vodka.
Maybe you can put the cock, insert the cock into the tail.
Bukkake tail.
Oh, Tabachi's online now.
Tabachi machine.
But he's got the... Hey, experimental cock... Hello, parlez-vous anglais?
Sure.
Yeah, is this Experimental Cocktail Club?
Yes.
Yes, I would like to join your club. How might I join your club for membership?
Well, you just have to show up there. I can remember how you did.
Oh, perfect. And can we experiment with the cocktails?
Yeah,
or do
exactly.
We experiment so, after we have the cocktails? You know, we have a few cocktails, and we start looking at men in a different way, and, you know, things happen, and then you wake up 2 days later missing all your clothes and your asshole hurts. Like, that kind of experiment?
No, not really, no.
We're curious. We're curious.
It's a slow-mo experience.
Yeah, it's a little bit noisy there. Can you tell the people to shut the fuck up?
Nah, not really either.
Why not? You just jump up on the counter and you scream out in a loud voice, "I'm talking to an American. Shut the fuck up."
Yeah, no, we try not to do that here, you know?
Oh, why not? Are you from Ireland?
Sorry?
Are you from Ireland?
No, not at all. I'm French.
Oh, you sounded Irish.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no, no need to apologize. That's a good thing, because Irish are dirty, drunken people. I like the swarthy French man. Are you dark-skinned French?
Yeah.
With the black hair?
So, we'll see you a bit later then, huh?
No, don't hang up. I have other questions. We want to come in and experiment with some cocktails.
Yeah, as I said, do come, you're most welcome. It's just that I'm behind the bar and I need to make my cocktails
sir,
as well.
Sir, have you heard of butt chugging? Is that one of the experiments you conduct there?
Do come in, sir. Do come in, we'll see you.
With the cocktail.
Do you have beakers and volumetric flasks and maybe some graduated cylinders?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, I would like to perform an experiment, but I need the proper labware. I need a volumetric flask,
maybe some beakers, and a graduated cylinder, and a Bunsen burner. Damn it. I wanted to see what would happen if you put like 151 in a volumetric flask and put it on the Bunsen burner and
that
heat it up.
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah, but it might be fun. Okay. You know what, guys? I think I'm going to have to end the show. It's 1:45. We had some fun.
No, yes. Okay.
Yeah, we.
It was good times.
Yeah, thanks for joining me, you guys. It's always appreciated.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I think maybe I'll try to do another show next Friday.
All right.
We should actually try doing a Thursday show because I think, Sloth, that it was on a Thursday that we talked to the gay Frenchman. And because every time we've called on a Friday, it's been that one guy, and he's obviously sick of me by now.
Enforcer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
I don't think the Hotel Minerva, they already have the French constables. You know, they wear the French police hat. They're rowing their way across the ocean now. So maybe they'll meet up with the bobbies and they'll have a water fight or something. And they'll end up sinking each other and then I'll be safe.
Nice. Anyway, we can only hope.
Right. Yep. Well, you coming anyway, on thanks for joining.
Yes. Bye.
Oh, yeah, APL tonight. Let me just plug that. Art of Phone Larking tonight, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, with Giad and the usual cast of Larkers. And I assume Mr. Lux will probably be joining tonight. Is that correct? Since all the hatchets have been buried. So hopefully we'll hear from Lux. And with that, I thank you, gentlemen, and we will catch you later. Okay, thanks everybody for listening. It's always fun, and I think I'm going to try to do this again next Friday, maybe the same time, and maybe I might even go a little bit earlier because Dialer, I'd love to get Dialer on the show, and he said that he could join in for a little bit if we start earlier, so I think that might be a plan. So thank you, everybody, and we'll talk to you all later. Hello.
Yeah. See you tomorrow.